Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Live from the Hawks Nest, your College Place Hawks in eighth place in the SCAC at 2-12, going to take on the Wallook Warriors, who currently are occupying the last playoff spot at 6-8. So the Hawks with an opportunity perhaps to play spoiler against Wallook tonight, a team that we can potentially beat if we can prevent them from getting hot. And the Hawks coming off a difficult, somewhat dispiriting 95-54 loss against Zilla up in the Yakima Valley this last Saturday. So in this pregame, we'll take a look, obviously, at that Zilla game, very much take a closer look at that Wallook game. We'll take a look at the SAC standings, who's going to be getting into the playoffs, as well as scores from last week, and who's going to be playing home this week as we're wrapping up the regular season. And this is going to be our last home game here tonight. We just got done with senior night, honoring Landon Decime, Ryan Gordon, and Jesse Gonzalez. I'm not laughing at Jesse. I am laughing at a sign that was up from Ryan Gordon. We'll describe that a little bit later in this broadcast. They purposely put up a sign of Ryan Gordon to, let's just say, emphasize his forehead. And they did so in dramatic fashion to make it rather comic. And this obviously was done on purpose. So at any rate, we'll be back with all of that. We'll have the starting lineup, the opening tip-off, the SEC standings, and everything else you might ask for as the Hawks wrap up their home slate of games here against Wallook here in the Hawks Nest. Coming up next, you're listening to Hawk Basketball live from the Hawks Nest right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Cats are known as finicky eaters, but often the environment can affect a cat's eating habits. Avoid feeding your cat in heavily trafficked or noisy areas. The presence of other animals, dirty food containers, or nearby litter boxes can deter a cat from eating too. Try to be sensitive to your cat's eating behavior and make necessary adjustments for the best feeding conditions. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Back here live at the Hawks Nest, the Hawks on senior night warming up, getting ready to take on the Wallook Warriors. And the Hawks trying to play spoiler with the Warriors. We'll get to that in just a minute, as in last Saturday, we were coming up a dispiriting loss against Zilla, 95-54, where Zilla had everybody score and led by the 20 points of Vandergraaf. The Hawks led by 6 points of Ryan Gorton, 8 points from Evan Geeson, 30 points from Kate Kirschbaum. There were two probably favorable components that came out of that game. Obviously, Kirschbaum able to create and score, and it was all night long. He was effective from the field. He was relatively effective from the line, unfortunately, but they really shut down John Perks and the rest of our offense. And the problem is Zilla offensively. They're just impossible to stop. But I guess we've got to recognize the Leopards for two components of sportsmanship. They were scoring at a clip that should have put them well above 100 points. And when you're scoring 100 points in high school basketball, sometimes it's like you're trying to send a message. And Zilla, I mean, they didn't quit, but they kind of took their foot off the gas in the fourth quarter. They were specifically rotating in players who had not scored to try and get everyone an opportunity to score. But the final, I want to call out Zilla for an interesting show of sportsmanship. Apparently, Kurt Pumphrey talked to the Zilla staff and said, listen, we have our manager, he's qualified to play, and we want to try and get him to score, mentioning specifically Jesse Gonzalez. And Gonzalez came in with about a minute to go, and in one of the last sequences of the game, he launched a long three from the left corner. That one ended up not going good. Zilla came down on the next possession. I can't remember if they scored or not. We had one more opportunity to come down the court, so it was something like 30 seconds left to go in the game, and it's out of hand at this point. Jesse lines up for another three, puts it up. It ends up being no good. Zilla rebounds the ball. They feed it right back to Jesse. And Gonzalez puts up another shot. Again, he misses. And Zilla takes the rebound. And again, they feed it to Gonzalez. And this time he hit it from about 11 feet just outside the key. Of course, to the general celebration of the kids on the bench. And then the game pretty much ended at that point. And I talked to Kurt Pumphrey. I said, I think they were being good sports. Were they? He says, oh, yeah. No, we talked to them beforehand. Zilla very, very much were being good sports. So credit to the Leopards. They could have run it up on us, and they didn't, and they gave Jesse Gonzalez a chance to score. So hats off to them. Tonight we are facing a Wallook Warrior team that beat us 57-30 back in Wallook. In that game, we were struggling offensively. Our high scorer was 10 points from Caden Kirschbaum. We ended up giving up 10 points to Jose Acevedo, 10 points to Keaton Zerker, who shoots threes with regularity, but then in particular 20 points to Kobe Corrales, who has scored quite a few against us before. So the key ultimately to managing them, and taking a look at Kurt Pumphrey's notes, we have to focus our attention on three players. Kobe Corrales is averaging 17 points a game, and he likes to tack off the dribble, whereas Keaton Zerker averages 14 points, and he has over 43 pointers made, and he likes a set shot, as does Rex Buck, who has 31 three-point goals. Now, Buck was held to 4 points back on January 10th. So if we can rotate around and keep the threes from being scored, and in particular, contain Corrales off the dribble, which is a challenge. Corrales is very effective off the dribble. But if we can, in particular, stifle their threes and keep them from making the outside shot, as Coach Pumphrey says, if they make the outside shot and it's on, they are very, very hard to beat. They like to press and trap, and they play both man and zone, which made our lives difficult offensively. So, again, defensively, focus on those three main players and man-to-man, play them closely. They spread the floor with a five-out look, including sending Perks chase a defender, so we're going to leave him inside in a one-man zone. We're hoping on the offensive side John Perks will have a greater advantage, which would be great if we could free him up, because against he may not have played at Wallook. I think he, yeah, that's right, he had been struggling with that, he'd been struggling with a hamstring pull.
So he ended up not playing. So having Perks available hopefully will make a substantial difference for us against Waluk. And so hopefully, again, we can play spoiler against them, which actually comes into play. Waluk's in the sixth and last playoff possession. If we make them lose tonight, that can make life difficult for them. We'll get into that after we take this break. As the Hawks warming up, getting ready to take on the Waluk Warriors here in their last home game of the season. From the Hawks Nest, we'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball from the Hawks Nest on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Back here live at the Hawks Nest. The Hawks getting ready to take the court against the Waluk Warriors, and the Hawks just pretty much playing for pride at this point as they have no hope of the postseason. They're taking on a Warrior team that we were shorthanded against back in Mattawa. We were missing the services of John Perks, and he is available tonight, and that potentially has an impact on the standings. Let's take a look at the SCAC standings. As it stands right now, Zilla, undefeated, is obviously in the playoffs at 15-0, followed by the Royal Knights, who will close out the season against them in Royal City on Friday. They're at 12-2. Then Casimir will be in at 9-6. Then Wapato and Connell, both in at 8-6. Then Waluk follows in sixth place at 6-8. They are trailed by Natchez Valley by two games. Natchez Valley at 4-10. However, if Waluk were to lose the next two games and Natchez Valley win the next two, they would then play themselves into a tie with Waluk. I am not sure what that would do with regards to tiebreakers. Now, Natchez Valley is going to be at Connell. They would need to win, and if College Place were to beat Waluk tonight, then games tomorrow come into play. Natchez Valley would be at Wapato. That would be a long haul. But Casimir is going to be at Waluk, and it's possible Casimir easily can pull that game off. So Hawks, the opportunity to help play spoiler here real quickly before we get to starting lineups. Let's take a look at scores from last week. Last Saturday, while we were getting hammered by Zilla with, granted, a bit of a show of sportsmanship from the Leopards, Connell was at Waluk in Mattawa, and they beat Waluk 60-52. Wapato was at Casimir, and the Wolfpack got abused by the Bulldogs 70-49. And then Royal went to Natchez Valley, and the Knights beat up on the Rangers 75-49. Let's go ahead and take a look at the games this week, which wrap the regular season in the SCAC. Right now, Wapato is at Zilla. Kybee is hosting Royal, and that will almost certainly not go well for the Bears. And the Rangers from Natchez Valley are going to be at Connell. Friday, the regular season will wrap up, and we're going to be on the road to Royal City for a 7:15 tip-off against the Knights. Cashmere will travel to Mattawa to take on Waluke. Wapato will be hosting Natchez Valley. And again, if we want to play spoiler, Natchez Valley needs to win these next two games, including that one against Wapato, which will be very, very difficult for the Rangers. And then finally, closing things out, I beg your pardon, English is my first language. Closing things out, Kybee, still trying to get that first league win. They have been swept so far this season. We'll be traveling to Connell to take on the Eagles. Let's go ahead and take a look at the kids who are coming off the bench. Include for Waluke, a junior guard at number 3, Jack Heineman. A senior guard at number 4, Rafael Rodriguez. A sophomore guard at number 10, Rylan Zerker, who can shoot from outside. A sophomore guard at number 11, Carlos Zamora. A junior post. Nope, I take it back. A senior guard and number 22, Sunsky Buck. Now, for the Hawks coming off the bench, it'll include the 6'2 junior forward. Number 2, Evan Geese. Logan Hafen is announced, but he is not available due to, I think, lingering effects of a concussion. We're going to have a 6'1 sophomore guard, Tanner Arlington, available. The 6'2 senior forward, sorry, sophomore, freshman forward, goodness gracious. Number 14, Sean Thorpe will have the 6'2 junior forward, and number 15, Judah Breithop. And then finally, the 6'1 junior forward, number 22, Kyler Creeley. Also out still is Zeke Hartwell, although we see him back on the bench and he's off his crutches. So he's gotten to a point to where he at least can navigate without any sort of assistance. Unfortunately, when he dislocated that kneecap, he became unavailable for the rest of the season. Go ahead and take a look now at the starting lineups. And for the visiting Waluke Warriors, they are going to start a sophomore guard in number 2, Ethan Moreno. Moreno held to 2 points back on January 10th. They're going to start a senior guard in Keaton Zerker. He had 10 points. They're going to start a sophomore guard in number 24, Kobe Corrales. As mentioned, he had 20 points against us back in Mattawa. They're going to start a junior post in number 32, Franco Perez. He was held to 4 points back on January 10th. And then finally rounding things out will be a junior guard, number 33, Rex Bach. Bach, also known for shooting from outside, but we were able to contain him just to 4 points. For the Hawks, well, given the fact that it is senior night, we're going to be starting our seniors. So 3 of them are going to be out there. We will be starting the 6'2 junior guard, number 5, Caden Kirschbaum, averaging 15 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists. I believe he is the Hawk all-time leader in points and assists. Then we're going to start the 5'11 senior guard, the Walla Walla transfer, number 21, Landon Decime, averaging 5 points, 3 rebounds. We're going to start Big Red, the 6'6 junior forward, number 20, John Perks, averaging 17 points, 11 rebounds per game, and he went off against Kybee earlier last week. We're going to start the 6'6 senior post, who's been getting increasingly effective. Number 23, Ryan Gorton, averaging 2 points and 3 rebounds. And then getting his first start of his career is going to be the 5'9 senior guard, number 24, Jesse Gonzalez, will be getting a start for Coach Kirk Pumphrey. So the Hawks and the home whites getting in their final huddle under their bucket. And while Luke comes to town in road blacks with cardinal red trim. Hawks coming out with that white, with that bronco orange and blue trim. I'm still saying, man, you're in Seahawk country, my man. How do we get those colors? So the Hawks on the court. They're ready to go. John Perks already getting into the center circle, and the Warriors just now coming out of their final huddle. And who is this? This is going to be This is going to be Franco Perez stepping in against John Perks, and Perez giving up a good 4 inches to the redhead. Hawksley moving from left to right as there's the whistle. There's the ball. Tip to Gorton. Quick pass to Kirschbaum. Gets behind the defense. Lay-in isn't strong enough. And he had a clear lead to the bucket, too, as Corrales will come down with the rebound. Evan Geese getting ready to check in. Corrales handing off to Moreno. Moreno with Gonzalez out on him. Moreno giving not to, that is to Perez. Ends up driving down, going to get cut off by Perks. Then feed to Buck. Buck wanting to drive in again, getting cut off by Perks. He'll then feed to Moreno. Lost the ball off his foot, gathers it back in, feed to Buck. He ended up losing his footing. Feed back to Moreno. Three on the shot clock. Finally, they're going to feed to Zerker for three. Unbelievable. Keaton Zerker with an NBA. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three, making it 3-0. Well, Luke, as Perks brings up, feeds to Gonzalez in the corner for three off the back of the rim. No good. As Corrales then comes up, he'll hand off and ends up being an errant pass. Then it's going to be picked up, meant to get Perez, but instead Perks going to pick up the loose ball as Kirschbaum driving on Moreno. And they're going to call a charge? Oh, they're going to call a foul away from the ball on Ryan Gorton. So Evan Geese will check in and spell Jesse Gonzalez, who goes to the bench all smiles. As Buck will inbound to Corrales. 3-0. Waluk, 6:49 to go in the first. Corrales working on the right, wanting to drive in. He'll end up pulling it for about 18 and hit. Mid-range jumper from Corrales makes it 5-0. As they're going to end up pressing, going to go up court to Perks. Who then backs down against Perez. Oh, wanted to feed Gorton down low. Pass ends up getting tipped, and they're going to call him. He had to go down on the deck to get it. Are they going to call a foul? Oh, they are. They're going to call a foul on Perez. Nope, sorry. On Rex Buck, I beg your pardon. So Kirschbaum will take it out baseline with a fresh 30. Kirschbaum to Geese in the right corner. Now to Kirschbaum, and the pass is there and ends up going on the deck, picked up by Moreno. He'll feed to Zerker. Up court now to Corrales. Driving down the right, gets cut off by Kirschbaum. To Moreno. Swing around to Buck on the left wing. Turns around on Decime. To Moreno. To Zerker, deep on the left wing with Geese coming out on him. Wanting to dribble in. Pass is going to end up going on the deck, and we should have a jump ball. No, we got to travel. The Hawks, let's see, who was that? That was Perez scrambling so hard to try and keep the ball away from the Hawks. He ended up rolling over and traveling. So give the ball down low to Geese. Now up court to Decime. Goes behind his back. Now up court to Perks. Driving past Zerker. Drives baseline. Wanted to feed Gorton. We keep getting passes down low. Not managed right. Moreno's going to come up after taking the steal. Goes down to get Geese. Got blocked out of bounds. That was great defense by Evan Geese. 5:49 to go in the first. We trail 5-0. We've had the looks. We just can't finish. As Buck will take it out baseline. With Decime in his face. He'll give in the corner to Zerker. Catch and shoot three. Nothing but net. Keaton Zerker with a catch and shoot. Hank Warden, Edward Jones three, making it 8-0 Waluke. As Geese is going to come up, almost gets picked off by Corrales. Instead, feed to Decime for a left wing three. That swirls in and out, no good. Perez will come down with a rebound. Feed Corrales, wants to move in transition. Feeds to Moreno on the left wing for two. And that's an air ball that's going to be picked up by Perks in the air. So Kirschbaum working on Corrales on the right wing to Geese. Geese to Perks. Right baseline. Backing down on Perez. He'll end up putting up against him. Shot ends up being no good, and we can't get second looks as Perez comes down with a rebound. Feed to Moreno. Coming up the left wing. Now to Corrales on the left wing. Corrales with Kirschbaum coming out on him. At the top two. Wanted to feed Corrales in a give and go. Couldn't make it work. Instead feed Perez for about 15. That ends up being no good. Rebound Moreno. To Zerker for three. Barely off the front of the rim. No good. Tip rebound's going to end up almost going out of bounds. Perks comes down with it. He'll then feed to Kirschbaum with Corrales in pursuit. Kirschbaum wanting to drive in. Has the ball tipped away. Going to feed Zerker in transition. Loses the ball off of his foot. Goes out of bounds with it. Carlos Zamora to check in for Waluk. And he will spell Ethan Moreno. 8-0 Waluk. 4:35 to go in the first. We've had our looks down low. We just haven't been able to finish. And the ref not certain he's happy with this basketball. He's saying it's feeling a little soggy, a little flat. He doesn't like how it's coming up off the floor. So we're going to head to the supply locker and pick up a different game ball. Ken James, without whose support as AD for College Place, this program would not work. Going into the supply closet, looking around, and now he's doing some tests on the inside. Says, give that to the ref, see what he thinks of that. And the ref says, does he? Yeah, he says, that'll work. Okay. So now ready to go back to work as the Warriors will press and they'll give the ball to Geese. Now ready to go back to work. Give the ball to Evan. And they're going to end up going high to Perks. Now up court to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum. Oh, Zucker lost his footing as Kirschbaum goes down. And he ends up getting blocked by Perez. And they're going to call a foul on Perez. I'm pretty sure that was Perez. And they're going to say, interestingly, that Caden Kirschbaum was in the act of shooting. I think that might have been a little bit generous. But this will be the first trip to the charity stripe for either team, and Caden Kirschbaum wipes the goose egg off, making it 8-1 while Luke. Kirschbaum broke Keaton Zerker's ankles coming down on that play, and he hits the second, making it 8-2. As Corrales will bring it up with Kyle Creeley getting ready to check in for the Hawks. Corrales dribbling to the left, now dribbling in, goes up against Perks. His shot is no good. Perez is going to come down with a rebound. He'll then feed Buck. He'll kick out to, that is, who is that? Gosh darn it, that was Carlos Zamora on the right wing for Hank Ward and Edward Jones 3, making it 11-2. We are not stopping the three-point shooting as we quickly come up the court. Going to feed to Geese, then to Kirschbaum in the corner. Drives in, going to get tied up. Hand back to Geese. He gets tied up. He'll then give back to Kirschbaum on the right wing for 3. Money! Caden Kirschbaum with a Hank Ward and Edward Jones 3, making it 11-5. Keaton Zerker will come up. He'll then dribble left. Fakes the 3. Hands off to Corrales. Wants to create. Oh, fed to Perez down low. Was able to lay it up and in. Franco Perez with his first bucket of the game, making 13-5. As Perks comes up court to Gorton. Then to Geese. Geese dribbling into the key. Feeding to Kirschbaum. Right wing 3. They left him alone. Swirls in and out. No good. Gorton, however, gets the offensive rebound. Goes up. Ball gets slapped out of bounds. But I think we're going to call a foul on Perez. Yes. Perez will pick up his second personal. That will send Ryan Gorton to the line. So Creeley will check in, as will Rafael Rodriguez for Waluke. And he will spell Corrales. Creeley ended up spelling... Oh, they're saying there's no shooting foul. So it's just a foul on the floor. So Kirschbaum takes the long inbounds, gives to Geese at the top with Rodriguez all over him, dribbles into the key. His shot got partially stripped, and Rodriguez will end up picking up the loose ball. He'll then feed Zamora coming up. Now back to Rodriguez. Rodriguez pulling up from the left wing for 3 and hits. They left Rafael Rodriguez alone, and he hits the Hank Ward and Andrew Jones 3, and it's 16-5. You're concerned about the threes, and they're making them work right now as Geese finds Perks down low, lays it up and in, right down under the bucket. Brought to you by Evan Geese. There we go. 16-7, Waluke. Buck coming up, driving in, stepping back. Now on the right wing to Perez. Instead, hands back to Rodriguez in the corner for 3. And Rodriguez hits. Rodriguez with his second Hank Ward and Edward Jones 3. And we're going to have a timeout with 2:30 to go in the first quarter. We're trailing 19-7 as Waluke's been hitting the threes. They have 5 of them in the first quarter, back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Hawk Basketball live from the Hawk's Nest on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Why is Carrier Equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
2:30 to go in the first quarter. Hawks trail 19-7. Said we got to control the threes. Well, Luke's got five of them. Two from Keaton Zerker, two from Rafael Rodriguez off the bench. As then Creeley tries to go down court and breaking the press and gets blocked, stolen by Keaton Zerker, who lays it up and in, who now has 8 points. 21-7. As we then go up court to Creeley, has the ball stripped by Perez. Creeley with two possessions and two turnovers as Rafael Rodriguez has the ball in the corner. Feeds down low and Perks is just going to put up his mitts and swipe it away. Kirschbaum then is going to dribble up. He quickly gets picked up by a two-man trap. Oh, man, he had Perks down low. Finally does get the ball to him, but then the ball ends up going on the deck. It's going to be stolen again. This time Kirschbaum's going to tie up Rodriguez, and we've got a jump ball. I believe the possession arrow favors Waluk. Yes, it does. 21-7 Waluk. 1:44 to go in the first. A barrage of threes as a handoff to Buck. Deep on the right wing. They're going to call a foul. Call a foul on Kyler Creeley, I think. Yep. Sure looked to me like a clean seal, but they'll call him for his first personal, and Buck will take it out far sideline. Buck to Rodriguez, almost in center circle. Rodriguez directing traffic with Kirschbaum out on him, and I don't know who he meant to pass the ball to, but Perks is going to end up stealing it. He now has two steals on two possessions, going to feed to Geese, drive down, feeds down to Perks, down low, lays it up and in. Perks feasting on Geese passes, 21-9. Just need more of that with a few stops. This is possible as Buck is working on Judah Breithop, who's checked in. And they're going to call a foul on the floor, I believe, on Judah Breithop. Rex Buck did an impressive flop job there. Academy Award winning as he got a foul for it. As Buck now will take it out baseline and going long to Zerker. Zerker with Geese coming out on him. Zerker, oh man, got fouled by Perk. You've got to call that foul. Yeah. Perks is going for the steal and put a body on Zerker. He'll pick up his first personal. Landon Decime to check in for the Hawks. And he'll spell Evan Geese. So Zamora will take it out between the scores table and the bench. Just under 60 seconds to go. Hawks trail 21-9. Zerker working on Breithop, dribbling in, now cheating to the left, now pulls up for three, and swirls it home. That is his third. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three of the quarter. As Kirschbaum, in breaking the press, comes up. Euro steps against two. They're going to call a travel. Nope, they're going to call a foul. I believe Kirschbaum is going to go to the line again. That foul's on Perez, and if I have this right, that's his third person. So Caden Kirschbaum, who is 2 for 2, will go to the line. And Sun Scott Buck, a senior guard, will check in. Kirschbaum hits that. He'll spell Perez. Caden, two quick dribbles. Swirls that one home. He's 4 for 4. The trail, however, 24-11. As Zamora quickly goes up to Rodriguez, then drives baseline, goes up against Perks, and Perks forced him into a bad shot and then takes the rebound. Kirschbaum coming up against Zerker, drives into the key, slices between two, and banks it home, creating his own offense. Caden Kirschbaum, 9 points, first quarter. 19 seconds to go. Hawks chipping away at that a little bit as Decime working on Buck. Buck, oh, down low to Zamora. No, that was Sun Sky Buck, who's easily able to lay it up on the right block. 6 seconds to go. Decime, up court to Perks. 2 seconds, got to get the shot off. He'll end up pulling back for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. And the first quarter comes to an end with the Hawks being doubled up, 26-13. We'll be back with a second quarter. You're listening to Hawk Basketball from the Hawks Nest on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC 2, Walla Walla.
Now, the defensive game plan was to try and stop the threes, and Waluke sinks six of them in the first quarter. Six times two is 12. We trailed by 13. Right now, that's your ball game. We rotate out on that. Might be able to get back into this. As Albert Decime immediately hands the ball off to Sun Sky Buck. Nope, sorry. That was Ethan Moreno, steals the inbound, puts up the bucket, hits it, and then gets fouled. An inauspicious beginning, having been fouled by Caden Kirschbaum to the second quarter. As Moreno gets his first bucket of the game, and now he's to the line for the and one. This is the first trip to the charity stripe for the evening for the Warriors. And Moreno can't put that away, and Perks in position for the rebound. They'll feed Devin Geese. Geese working on Corrales. Dribbling to the top. Now to put the ball behind his back. Loose ball is going to be picked up by Kirschbaum. Oh, wanted to feed Perks, and he was under that two-man press, and we end up throwing the ball away. We're going to have a timeout with 7:38 to go in the first half. Hawks trail by 15, 28-13. Back in 60 seconds. You're listening. College Place Hawk Basketball live from the Hawks Nest on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
7:38 to go in the game, and things going pretty much well Luke's way. We trail 28-13. And well, Luke has the ball after that timeout. As Buck will feed to Corrales in a largely uncontested backcourt. Sorry, we have a very strange picture of Ryan Gorton up in the stands. I might break that down for you at halftime as Corrales, working on Kirschbaum, wants to drive right lane. Instead, got to feed off to Keaton Zerker. He's going to be poked at by Evan Geese. Then tries to dribble around, ends up going on the deck. Puts the ball on the floor, ends up going out of bounds. Second time Warriors lost his feet. Trying to get on offense as Kirschbaum takes the inbound from Decime. He now will work his way up and almost lost the dribble. Instead, going to feed to Decime. He then drives in and, oh, can't make the bank shot hit. We're getting our looks down low. We make those finish. This is a much closer ball game as Buck takes the ball on the right wing, shoves off of Decime. Now that's not a foul to Corrales in the right corner. Wants to dribble and can't get the shot off. Swing to Moreno. Now to Zerker for three off the front of the rim. No good. Perez will come down with a rebound and then feeds Buck. Then turns around and feeds Sun Sky Buck. That shot is no good. Ryan Gorton goes up for the rebound and then got fouled. Yeah, I believe by Moreno. Yeah, that'll be his first personal. So we got Rex Buck and Sun Sky Buck out there. So got to keep those two straight. As Decime inbound to Evan Geese. And the Warriors continue to press. Feed to Geese, back to Decime. Decime has the ball stripped. He'll end up gathering it back in. Now up court to Gorton, and they're going to call 5 seconds. Are you serious? Unreal. Just as they get it across the timeline, they blow a whistle. So Rexbuck will take it out far sideline. And he'll give it to Sun Sky. Nope, that's not Sun Sky. I beg your pardon, that's Corrales. Corrales to Zerker. Swing around to Moreno. Left wing Rexbuck in the corner to Corrales. Corrales dribbling on the left wing. He'll pull up for three. Oh, man, that's just not fair. Kobe Corrales with a step back. Hank Ward and Edward Jones three, making it 31-13. We're reversed. As we end up getting the press, kills us. We're going to go to Keaton Zerker. He can't make the shot drop. It was an easy shot, and Gorton will come down with the rebound. It's Kirschbaum will come up the court, slices through defenders, goes all the way. His shot ends up being no good. Perks comes down with a rebound, gets undercut. How's there no call? They're going to feed Corrales in transition, who then lays it in on the right block and gets fouled. How can you not call that on Perks? And that's what Kurt Pumphrey's saying, for good reason. They're going to call the foul on Evan Geese. Corrales gets the bucket. And we'll go to the line for two. How do you not call that foul on John Perks? And Kurt Pumphrey trying to get an explanation. And I think whatever it is cannot possibly be satisfying. He got completely undercut. The and one is no good. Ryan Gorton gets the rebound. Call him both ways. That was wretched. It's Geese coming up the court. Now Gorton gets flattened for no reason. Then they strip the ball from Geese, and they're going to go up court to, that's Rodriguez, then bounce pass down to Zamora, who's able to lay it up and in and gets fouled. They're calling everything one way. Zamora will get the bucket in the and one. Having been fouled by John Perks. 35-13 Waluk. Mainly because we're not able to stop threes, but in this second quarter, there has been some sewage level officiating. So, no, they can't make that one either. They're 0 for 3 for and ones. Rex Buck then gets the offensive rebound. He puts it up from 6, puts it off the side of the rim. No good. And we get the rebound there. And they keep wanting to go low to Perks, and they keep messing it. They go out of bounds to get it. Corrales is going to come up with it. He wants to run. We're going to cut him off. Now he wants to drive baseline. And the shot ends up getting tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Corrales. They better call that off Corrales, which they do. 5:06 to go in the third. I'll freely confess I'm straight up exercised. There's been some ferociously terrible calls and non-calls. Feed the ball to Kirschbaum on the left wing. Fakes the three. Then steps back. Oh, and hits it. He faked the three, stepped back as the defender came, then shot fading backward and hit it. And Hank Ward and Edward Jones three as Rafael Rodriguez can't get the shot off from three, but then, man, alive, they feed Zamora on the right wing, and he gets his second Hank Ward and Edward Jones three. Just not fair as Kirschbaum working up the court, crosses the timeline with Rodriguez on him, now trying to dribble past him. He then goes in, oh, man. Shot ends up being no bigger. John Perks is there for the offensive rebound and put back. And they're going to call that foul on Rexbuck. That'll be his second personal. So John Perks to the line. Hawks currently are they're 4 for 4. As Perks goes through that routine, hangs the ball on his right hip, looks down, then he is three one-handed right-hand dribbles, spins it, drops it, pushes it, puts it off the front of the rim, no good. Kyler Creeley will come down with a rebound and then feeds to John Perks, who finger rolls it in. John Perks now with 8 points, and it's 38-20. We get some more stops, stop the threes, cross court to Corrales, can't get the shot off, instead drives in against Creeley, blocks him out of bounds. I'm surprised they didn't call out a foul. Rex Buck will take it out baseline. His brother Sun Sky is in there too. Rex. And ends up having long to Sun Sky. Almost has a strip by Kirschbaum. Sun Sky in some trouble. Goes behind his back to Zamora. Now on the left wing to Rex. Rex to a driving Sun Sky. Can't go up against Perks. To Rex. To Zamora at the top. Now to Corrales for three. Swirls in and out. No good. Evan Geese will come down with the rebound. That's what we're talking about. Just get some stops. You can work your way back into this. Want to go long to John Perks? Rex Buck is going to step in and steal it. Every time we try and do those outlets, we get burned. He's going to end up going long to Zamora for three off the back of the rim. No good. Geese with Sky for the rebound. So the three is starting to not drop. We just need to chip away and be smart on offense. Kirschbaum working on Rafael Rodriguez. Now feed at the top of the key to Perks. He then wants to drive it. Lost the handle on his dribble. Going to be picked up. He double dribbled. Corrales double dribbled. How do you not call that? Pulls up from 14. Can't hit it. Perks will come down with a rebound. Now, live. Some of the non-calls. As Kirschbaum working on Rafael Rodriguez across the timeline. Ryan Gorton getting ready to check in. He'll feed to Creeley at the top, working on Rex Buck. Feed back out to Kirschbaum. 12 on the shot clock. Kirschbaum slices through a double team. They're going to call a grabbing foul either on Rodriguez or Rex Buck. Now they call it on Rex Buck. That'll be his third personal. He and Perez both now with three. As Keaton Zerker will check in, as will Ryan Gorton and Judah Breithaupt. So Evan Geese and Kyler Creeley will go to the bench. Sunscott Buck was spelled for Waluke. Kirschbaum to Gorton to decimate. Swing around to Kirschbaum at the top with Rafael Rodriguez all over him. Wants to drive into the key. Hand off to Perks at the top of the key. He's on Keaton Zerker. Instead feed to Kirschbaum. NBA three. Off the front of the rim. No good. That was beyond his range. Rafael Rodriguez will pick up the long rebound. Turn up feed Rex Buck. Rex Buck down to Rafael Rodriguez in the right corner for three. Swirls in and out, no good. Gorton will pull down the rebound. So they're not scoring from outside. We just need to make good offensive choices. As Kirschbaum will come up. Now driving down. Feed down to Perks. Down low goes up against Rex Buck and lays it up and in. Brought to you by Caden Kirschbaum. John Perks with 10 points. We've cut it to 16. 38-22. Rafael Rodriguez in left corner for three. Swirls in and out, no good. John Perks with a rebound. Do you detect a trend in the calls? Kirschbaum coming up against Rodriguez to Gorton at the top of the key. Gorton to decimate deep on the right wing to Kirschbaum with Rodriguez all over him like stink on cheese to decimate. Drives into the key, pulls up for a left-handed shot from about 12 and hits it. Landon decimate cuts it now to 14. Hawks making it now difficult. As Corrales will bring it up with Creeley getting ready to check in. Corrales, cross court to Zamora, left wing three, hit it. Zamora with his third, Hank Warden, Edward Jones three. 41-24, going up court to Gorton. Going to feed to Kirschbaum, driving down against two. Now dribbling in the corner, working against Rodriguez, still maintaining his dribble, coming out to the top. Now to Perks, going to be stolen by Zerker. Going to feed cross-court to Rodriguez in transition. Foul! John Perks trailing behind him, strips the ball out of bounds. Rodriguez head fake Perks off of his feet, and as Perks sailed past him, stripped the ball out of his hands. Rex Buck taking it up baseline with under 60 seconds to go in the half. Rex to Keaton Zerker. Can't get the three off due to coming out on him to Zamora, to Zerker. Zerker, Breithaupt not lying at the shot off. Buck can't get the three off. Zamora at the top. Buck, he'll pull up on the right wing for three. Swirls in and out, no good. Gorton will come down with the rebound. He'll hand off to Decime. As Caden Kirschbaum getting a breather. To Creeley on the right wing. To Decime at the top. Decime in the corner to Creeley. Hands off to Perks. Backs down against Buck and lays it up and in. John Perks, when he gets low enough, says, I'm going to the bucket. You can't stop me. Hawks trail by 15, 41-26. Buck, oh, to Zerker on the left wing. Oh, off the front of the rim, no good. Perks with 12 seconds will come down with a rebound. Wants to go long to Breithaupt. Intercepted by Buck, knocked out of bounds. 7.3 seconds to go. It'll be Hawk basketball in front of the Waluke bench. Caden Kirschbaum quickly then to check in. He'll spell Breithaupt, as will Evan Geese. To spell Ryan Gorton. Hawks trail by 15. I know we trailed by far more than that. We were trailing into the high 20s at one point. Hand off to Geese. Hand off back to Kirschbaum. 5 seconds. Rafael Rodriguez on him. Backing down. Dribbling in. Lost the handle on his dribble, and we're going to run out of time. First half comes to an end. The Hawks get a big deficit, but then they start to chip into it. They're going to go into halftime locker room trailing 41-26. We'll be back with a first half breakdown when we return from the Hawks Nest. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com and follow us on social media. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We have got ourselves a peewee game going on here during halftime, and so just made a breakaway bucket, and the crowd went completely crazy. Hawks trail 41-26 at halftime, and you might sit here and think, boy, that looks really bad, but just wait. There's actually a glimmer of hope here, but before we get into that, let's go ahead and get to our scoring summary. First, for the visiting Walluk Warriors, let's see, you got Perez, Franco Perez with 2 points. Sunsky Buck with 2 points, Ethan Moreno with 2 points. Then you have Rafael Rodriguez with 6 points, two threes. You've got Kobe Corrales with 9 points, he has a three. And then you have Carlos Zamora and Keaton Zerker, each with 11 points, each of them having three threes. We'll get to those threes in just a bit, but first let's take a look at the Hawks scoring summary. It's going to be short. Landon Decime with 2 points. And then John Perks and Caden Kirschbaum, between the two of them, both leading all scorers on the court with 12 points apiece. Story of the first half, really that first quarter, is the problem is we allowed six threes. One, two, three, yes, six threes. That's 18 points. You were trailing by 13. That's pretty much your ball game. You stuff those threes, and you're quite a bit closer. In the second quarter, we only gave up, we gave half as many in three of them. The problem is we've got to make sure we rotate out on those threes. When we are able to rotate out on those threes, well, Luke's offense stalls. And then, as you can see, offensively, we are able to make some things happen. Kirschbaum has been able to create. He's hit two threes by himself. And John Perks, he has 12 points all down low. All down low. All of his points are coming from within 6 feet of the bucket. So if we can continue feeding him down low, and here's the maddening part, we've had numerous opportunities to additional opportunities to finish down low and been unable to do so. If we can keep Waluke from scoring with impunity, in particular from the outside, and if we can keep feeding the ball down low to Gorton and in particular Perks. And the reality is with Perks, if you give him the ball within 12 feet of the bucket, he has height mismatches, and he's been turning around and driving to the bucket, and for the most part, Waluke hasn't been able to do anything about it. Telling in this game, we've been doing an okay job of containing Kobe Corrales. He has 9 points. he has very much been wanting to keep creating, and we largely have been totally slamming the door on him. The other thing we need to do is we've got to cut down on the turnovers. We've got a couple of turnovers based on the press. We've had turnovers in the half court when we're trying to get our offense started, and then we've also had turnovers when we're trying to cherry pick down to the man down low, and the pass is erroneous, and we end up tossing it out outside. So, three things we need to do. Cut down on the turnovers. Rotate on in the threes. Do not allow Waluke to get clear looks at the bucket from the outside. Keep Corrales contained. We've done a pretty good job doing that. And then we just execute our offense and cut down on the turnovers. We can play our way back into this game. Now, keep in mind, we're just playing spoiler. Okay, there's a possibility that we can get Natchez Valley an opportunity to get into a tiebreaker with Waluke. If they win the next two games and Waluke loses the next two, we've got to take care of business and do our part on that tonight. Trailing by 15, we got a row to hoe, but we're playing much better than we did up in Mattawa. And as you can hear, the little ones just scored again. The crowd loves it. So if all that happens in the second half, we'll play our way back into this and get ourselves another league win. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll take a look at those SKEC standings, the schedule as it comes up, and what needs to happen if we're going to play spoilers against Waluke. We'll be back with more from the Hawks Nest at halftime. We trail 41-26. So we'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball live from the Hawks Nest on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Many people want to reward their pets by giving them treats. The problem is we give too many treats composed of the wrong foods and for the wrong reasons. Take chocolate, for instance. A chemical found in chocolate can be toxic to dogs. In fact, it's best to avoid giving your pets any candy at all. Try substituting raw fruits or vegetables next time you're wanting to reward your pet with a treat. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Getting close to the end of halftime here in the Hawks Nest, and the Hawks trail will look 41-26. But again, there's a glimmer of hope. There's a window by which we can play our way back into this game, which comes into play when you look at the SDAC standings. Zilla will be in the playoffs. They're undefeated at 15-0, followed by Royal at 12-2. They'll be in the playoffs as well, and we will finish the season at Royal on Friday, 7:15 tip-off. Cashmere is in at 9-6, as are Wapato and Connell, both at 8-6. Then Waluke is in sixth place. They occupy the last playoff position at 6-8. Two games behind them are the Natchez Valley Rangers. If Waluke loses their next two games, including the one against us, and Natchez Valley wins out, they could potentially play their way into a tiebreaker. So, if you take a look at the schedule, Natchez Valley this evening is at Connell, so they've got a row to hoe. It's going to be a little bit difficult for them, but potentially possible. Wapato's also at Zilla tonight, and Kybee is hosting Royal. And then on Friday, the regular season comes to an end. We'll be at Royal. Cashmere will be at Waluke. And Cashmere can easily win that game. Natchez Valley will be at Wapato. That'll be, again, a tough run for the Rangers, but they might be able to pull it off. And then Kybee, winless Kylie, will close out the season against Connell. Briefly, just look at scores from last week. On Saturday, while we were in Zilla getting wrecked, Connell beat Waluke in Mattawa 60-52. Wapato went to Cashmere, and the Bulldogs won fairly easily, 70-49. And that actually had standings implications, didn't it? Royal ended up beating Natchez Valley. Yeah, Cashmere ended up putting themselves a half game over Wapato with that win. So Cashmere doing themselves a favor. And we're getting ready to start the second half. Just got to reset the clock. Well, Luke will have the ball to start. There we go. We're ready. And now the ref says we're ready, too. He'll hand the ball to Rex Buck, who will give to Corrales in the backcourt. He'll be met by Evan Geese. And Corrales drives on the left. Feed to Moreno. Down low to Buck. Then handoff down to Perez, who then got tied up by the two bigs. They got to kick back out to Moreno. Now to Keaton Zerker, way up top. To Moreno on the left wing, to Perez, to Zerker, can't get the three off, drives into the key, and hits a running push shot from about 14 feet. And they'll press the inbound as we're going to go up to Perks, who lost the hand. See those turnovers, you cannot have. Rex Buck, pick up the loose ball, hands the ball to Perks. He'll then feed to Kirschbaum, coming up against Perez. Now he'll pull back up and start the half-court offense in the right wing to decimate. Down to Perks, backs down against the low, banks it home. John Perks, you give it to him down low, he'll finish. 43-28 Waluke. Now you just need to stop. Because we know what to do offensively as Corrales gives to Zerker in the corner. Back to Corrales on the right wing to Perez. To Zerker in the corner for three, and he hits it. Keaton Zerker, his fourth. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. Said you got to rotate out on those babies. As Perks takes the ball down, oh my goodness, takes the ball at half court, drives down the right baseline, lays it up and in. John Perks having an evening. As Rex Buck will bring it up. He'll give up to Corrales on the right wing. To Buck, swinger on to Zerker, left alone for three. Swirls off the front of the rim, no good. Evan Geist to come down with a rebound. So there you got the stop. Now we just need the bucket as Kirschbaum is going to drive up. Oh, wanted to feed to Gordon. It's going to be slapped away by Perez, and that's what I'm talking about. You can't, those passes down low got to work. Moreno has the ball down low, ends up driving baseline, and then it's going to get slap fouled by Ryan Gordon, who will pick up his second personal. Yes. That'll send Moreno to the line. Again, yes. Moreno is 0 for 1. In fact, the Warriors are 0 for 3 from the line. They're all on and ones, and they've missed all of them. This is their first regular charity trip to the charity stripe, and now they're 0 for 4. Hawks trail by 16, 46-30. There is a window for them to get back in this game. They've got to cut down on the turnovers. They've got to rotate out on threes, and they've left Zerker alone twice. And he missed that one. Perks tips the rebound to himself. You really have no hope against John Perks when it comes to working down low. The Warriors, that is, as they're going to feed to Gorton on the top right. Down low to Perks, wants to back down against Buck. Lost the handle on his dribble. Now he's getting tied up, and we got to step on the baseline. No, we have a foul on Perez. Yeah, Perez now out there with four fouls. And they're going to have to, send Sunsky Buck in, and Sunsky Buck also has a tremendous height disadvantage against John Perks. So Geese gives to Perks, down low, backs down. Oh, swirls in and out, no good. Gets his own rebound, goes up and gets fouled. They're going to say the foul's on the floor. And they're going to say that foul's on Rex Buck. What? I have that as Buck's fourth personal foul. Now, maybe I'm not counting right. I can't see the board, so I don't know. They're going to leave him in there. Good, give down low to Perks. His shot's off the front of the rim, no good. Sunsky Buck will come down with a rebound. To Zerker, back to Buck. And they're going to call Waluke for going over and back. Aha. And now they've subbed out Rex Buck, who doesn't like the reasoning that was given for his foul. It got Ryan Gorton looking like the old Jay Leno big brain face up in the stands with a giant forehead. Geese has the ball on the left wing. I've been laughing at that thing all day. Oh, got away with a double dribble. Still gets the pass to Kirschbaum, who then goes up for a contested three, and they're going to say he got fouled. So Caden Kirschbaum is going to go to the line for three, having been fouled by Moreno. And Kirschbaum is 4 for 4 so far. Head coach Anfernee Cortez wants an explanation of what was going on there as Kirschbaum puts his first off the front of the rim. No good. And Cortez nodding with the ref's explanation, so whatever it was he was concerned about. There he hits the second, and he's going to get a third. Cutting it to the halftime deficit of 15. Hawks trailed by as much as 23. And Caden hits the third. He's quickly, they're going to go up court to Moreno, backing down against Perks, and manages to lay it up and in. Perks having to give ground and not wanting to foul. So Geese, up court to Perks, up court to Kirschbaum, then slams into the key and banks it home on the right block. Caden Kirschbaum quickly driving down and laying it up and in. Okay, so we have a flop warning given to Sunsky Buck. They're saying stop trying to win an Academy Award. As Corrales will bring it up. Kylie Creeley getting ready to check in for the Hawks. And he's going to drive down right lane. Oh, nice move to the bucket on the right block. Lays it up and in and got fouled. That for once was legitimate. Caden Kirschbaum is going to pick up his second personal. As Corrales will get his first bucket of the second half and earn his way for an and one. However, the Warriors are 0 for 5 from the line until Corrales finally hits the and one and extends their lead back to 17. Decime, helping to break the press, feeds down low to Perks, gets behind everybody who's going to flush it home! John Puck slams it home with authority, brought to you by Caden Kirschbaum. And then we go down low to Moreno, who then has it stripped by Perks. Going to go on the deck, and we got a jump ball. Oh, they're going to call a travel. They're going to call a travel as Moreno was trying to roll away to keep the ball away from the Hawks. So the Hawks trailing by 15, as they were at halftime. Still trying to cut into this as Kirschbaum facing a trap. Goes to Perks down high. Now to Geese. Drives into the key. Lost the handle on his dribble. We keep doing that. As Corrales is going to go up court. Oh! To Rafael Rodriguez. Gets blocked by Perks. Perks having the game of his life here. As Geese is going to come down. Wants to go down on the right block. Try and lay it up and in. And they're going to say he got fouled. So Evan Geese earns his way to the line. And they're going to say that foul's on Sunsky Buck. So Evan Geese to the line for two. Ryan Gorton getting ready to check in. And the Hawks 6 for 7 from the line.
At the line, Evan Geese.
4:16 to go in the third quarter. Hawks trail by 15, 51-36. Make that 51-37. As Evan hits the first. And Gorton's going to check in for the toe head. If he makes this one, Geese's second free throw, also good. And Gorton will spell him. So Sunsky Buck will give to Corrales. Sunsky, oh, they left Zerker way alone in the right corner for three. Swirls in and out, no good. Man, he had forever to look at that. But then they slap the ball away. Corrales ends up stealing the ball, then feeding Moreno for an easy lay-in. See, that's the sort of thing that'll just give you gray hair. As Perks wants to drive in, he'll come down. Oh, man. That went right down Broadway, swirled in and out, no good. And Keaton Zerko come down with a rebound. That's just not fair, as Zerker wants to drive in, cut off by Creeley. Still driving in, now ends up going baseline, and they're called blocking foul on Kyler Creeley. Yeah, that will be Creeley's, that's his second personal. And Moran will take it out baseline with a fresh 30. Hawks trail by 15, 53-38. Not allowing Waluke to get on a run. We just can't seem to get any closer as Rafael Rodriguez is dribbling at the top. He's now hand off to Zerker. Zerker dribbling it and hand off then to Moreno. Moreno in the right corner. Hand off to Corrales on the right wing. Corrales wanting to dribble in. He'll pull up from about 16 and hit it. Corrales, a dangerous mid-range shooter, puts that away as is trailing by 17 again. Trying to break the press. Now Decimate wants to go down court, and we end up losing it. And then the ball ends up going, are they going to say there's a foul? Yeah, I'm going to call a foul on John Perks as he was trying to get the ball back. That'll be his third personal. So Judah Breithaupt will spell Landon Decime, and Evan Geese will spell Kyler Creeley. And so Moreno will feed to, oh, that's Corrales. Corrales on the left wing to Moreno. In the left corner to, who is it, Sunsky Buck? Puts up a long three. That's no good. And Judah Breithaupt will come down with a rebound. Then Kirschbaum will go up court to him. Up court to Perks. Drives into the key. Feeds Gordon down low, who lays it up and in. Ryan Gordon brought to you by John Perks. Cut it to 15. 55-40. 2:42 to go in the third. Corrales working on the right. With Perks coming out on him. Wants to drive in. Cut off by Kirschbaum. On the left wing to Zerker. Wants to drive baseline. Puts up a shot that's no good. Taps his own rebound to himself. Wants to drive in. Feed to Moreno in left wing for three. Side of the rim, no good. Perks going to feed Kirschbaum as an outlet. He's got Rafael Rodriguez in transition. His lay-in is no good. And then we got a, the rebound got lost out of bounds on Waluk. Zamora to check in. He will spell Moreno. And Rylan Zerker will check in for Rafael Rodriguez. So Kirschbaum will check it baseline. He goes low to Gorton. Passes tipped. Perks will chase it down. He then wants to drive into the key, and they're going to call a foul on Keaton Zerker. Is it a shooting foul? They're going to call that foul, I believe, on Keaton Zerker. That's right. That's his first personal, or is that, that's the fifth team foul. That's why. So John Perks is going to go to the line. Perks is 0 for 1. Perks with 18 points. And we're trailing now by 15, trailed by as much as 23. Now we're trailed by 14 as Perks hits the first of two. Coach Kurt Pumphrey said John Perks might have a big game, and he is having a big game. Hits that one as well. The redhead, money, cutting us to within 13. Corrales. We'll bring it up. He's going to be shadowed by Kirschbaum, cheating to the right. Wants to drive right, blew past Kirschbaum and lays it in on the right block. Does Corrales. Kirschbaum coming up court, feeds to Breithaupt. He'll then feed to Perks. Bad pass. It's going to be picked up, stolen by Sunsky Buck. We keep turning the ball over. Feed to Corrales, who wants to run. Hand off to Zamora. Can't get the three off. To Sunsky Buck. To Rylan Zerker. To Keaton Zerker in the corner, backing down, turnaround long two, and hits. Keaton Zerker with a turnaround two. Where the heck is he? There he is. As we're going to go up court to Gorton, then to Geese, cross the timeline. He then will drive into the left, turnaround hand back to Breithaupt. Now feeds to Kirschbaum, wanting to dribble in, working up Rylan Zerker, feed to Geese in the corner for three. That's an air ball. Tipped rebound. Going to be brought down by Gordon. Puts it away. Ryan Gordon getting us back to, again, to within 15. 59-44. Just need to stop. Kyler Creeley to check in. As Corrales. Now with Perks coming out on him, is going to steal it from him. He'll then go up court to Kirschbaum, but it was an errant pass, and Rylan Zerker will chase it back down. Almost gets picked. Then by Kirschbaum, and Kirschbaum's going to pick his bucket. Going to drive down against Zerker, goes up, lays it up and in, draws the foul. Caden Kirschbaum with a steal in the bucket. That foul's going to be on Rylan Zerker. That's his first personal foul. Creeley to check in for Evan Geese. Hawks have cut it now to 13 with 45 seconds to go in the third. Hanging around, we just need a big run. Kirschbaum, the and one. Good. Hawks within 12, 59-47. Keaton Zerker will run it up the left wing. Keaton on the right wing two. Look out. Zamora for three. Ends up being no good. Tip rebound. Who wants it? Going to be picked up by Ryland Zerker. Ends up going along to Keaton. Keaton, NBA three from the left wing and hits it. My God. Keaton Zerker just unconscious. Five. Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes as the Hawks break the press. Breithaupt's going to drive down. Going to get cut off by Corrales. Now feed to Perks. Wants to back down. Goes into the key, wanted to feed to Gorton, ends up going on the deck, and they're going to call a travel. No, it's still on the deck. Breithaupt's going to steal it. And now, what are we calling? Oh, we're going to call a timeout with having us with the ball on the floor. So with 5 seconds to go in the third, us trailing again by 15, 62-47. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Hawk Basketball from the Hawk's Nest on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Both teams scored 21 points here in the third quarter. As the Hawks have the ball, but with 5 seconds to go. We got to go the length of the court. I guess, is that right? I guess that's right. Oh, now we're going to drive up. Going to feed to Breithaupt for three. Ends up being an air ball. Perks is there for the offensive rebound. The putback is no good. But they're going to say he got fouled, I believe, by Sunsky Buck. No, they're calling that foul on Kobe Corrales. So John Perks will go to the line for two. And Perks already with 8 points this quarter. Going to try to get us within 13. We just haven't been able to counteract the Wolook scoring to the point to where we can get closer. We trailed at 15 at halftime, and if Perks makes this, we're going to trail 13 after three. 1.3 seconds to go. That routine of the redhead pays off again. 10 points in the third quarter for John Perks. Keaton Zerker, a three-quarter court shot, man, puts it off the backboard and rim, and after three quarters of play, we'll go to the fourth with the Hawks trailing 62-49. They are not out of this. We'll be back with the fourth quarter. You're listening to Hawk Basketball live from the Hawk's Nest on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Here we go to the fourth quarter. Hawks trail by 15 in halftime. They trail by 13 now. You've got to stop the turnovers. You got to rotate out on the threes and keep executing our offense like we have. You can still play your way back into this game. This game is not over. As Kirschbaum will take the ball out far sideline to start the fourth. He'll hand in to Decime. Shouted by Corrales as he crosses the timeline. Feeds to Gorton at the top of the key. Wants to do a give and go to Decime. Oh, one look pass to Creeley. Can't handle it, and Creeley turns the ball over again. Now going to feed to Rex Buck out there playing with four fouls. We're on the right line to Keaton Zerker on the right wing for three and hits it. Keaton Zerker, six. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, threes. And, oh, we have a net issue. He's now back to trailing by 16. Absolutely maddening. And they continue to press, but the Hawks have been doing a pretty good job of breaking that. As Decimate crossed the timeline, wanted to feed to Perks. Keaton Zerker is going to put his hand on it and poke it out of bounds. Hawks will take it out far sideline with 24 on the shot clock. So Decimate will give close up to Kirschbaum, working on Zamora. Dina wants to drive in, goes past Keaton Zerker. They're going to call travel. Yeah, I'd wondered about that. It just looked like too many steps. So we turn the ball over again. Corrales will walk it up. And now wants to drive left, having taken a pick from Perez. Rolls in and out, no good, and Perks will come down with a rebound. And then in traffic, ends up losing the ball to... That was Zamora, puts up from about 8, swirls in and out, no good, and Perks will come down with a rebound. Don't turn the ball over, boys, and score. We can get back in this as Decimate turns the ball over to Keaton Zerker. And Zerker's going to come down and lay it up and in. Keaton Zerker killing us. And we keep turning the ball over when we shouldn't, as Gorton has the ball up high, down to Creeley down the right wing. He'll then come down, and they're going to call a blocking foul. Creeley ran into Keaton Zerker. Are they going to give him continuation? They are. No, wait. Yeah, Kyler Creeley gets continuation. I've been fouled by Keaton Zerker. So Creeley to the line, after having made his first points of the game, will go to the line for the and one. But the Hawks trail still by 16, 67-51. Got to get the stops. Got to get the stops. Kyler. Couple of quick dribbles and puts it up the front of the rim. No good, but Gorton will come down with a rebound and put it away. Ryan Gorton now with 6 points. Cut the deficit to 14, 67-53. As Corrales hands off to Zamora for 3, swirls in and out, no good, and Gordon's going to come down with the rebound, who then tries to feed Kirschbaum and has the ball poked out of bounds by Corrales. So Kirschbaum will feed to Geese. Deese up court to Perks, up court to Creeley, down low to Gorton. Yeah, that was a bad pass. We're lucky that Rex Buck didn't pick that pass off. Instead, it just knocks it out of bounds. So Deese will take it up baseline with 22 on the shot clock. Drive against Perez. He's playing with 4 fouls. Drive against Rex Buck. He's playing with 4 fouls. As Deese gives in the corner to Kirschbaum. He then feeds to Perks. Oh, puts the ball on the deck, ends up losing it. Ah, stolen by Corrales. Another turnover to Keaton Zerker, coming down the right wing. He won't get the 3 off, drives into the key, pulls up from about 16, swirls in and out, no good. Perks will come down with a rebound, feed Kirschbaum, loping up the right wing. He gets cut off by Rex Buck. Kirschbaum, wanting to drive in, Euro steps, go and double clutches, puts it off on the side of the backboard, no good, doesn't matter. He's going to the line. Having been fouled by Keaton Zerker, that's his third personal. Yeah, keep driving. Keep driving, folks. Keep driving. Make these folks foul. Get some of them off the floor. 5:51 to go in the game. Hawks trail by 14. And Kirschbaum swirls that one in and out, no good. Decime will check in for Kyler Creeley. Caden, giving the ball back. One dribble, puts it up. Money. Trail by 13, 67-54. Corrales walking it up, cheating to the right. Give to Perez at the top, into Corrales. Wanted to drive around, wants to drive. It's going to get cut off, tipped by Evan Geese, out of bounds. 17 on the shot clock. Rex Buck will take it out far sideline. He's got his brother Sunsky, but he's on the bench. Rex to Keaton Zerker. Cannot get the 3 off. Ties it up in the corner to Rex Buck. Going to get tied up by Perks. Oh, man, and put a body on him. Here's the problem now. John Perks with 5:33 to go in the game is running out there with 4 fouls. We lose him, and we're dead. And we're going to have Kyler Creeley check in to spell Perks off the court for a bit. That's too bad because he's been the bulk of our offense. John Perks with 22 points. Rex Buck to Corrales coming out towards center circle. Corrales on the right wing to, that was Rafael Rodriguez to Keaton Zerker on the left wing for a long three. That's no good. Tipped rebound, put back is no good. Ryan Gorton then will come down with the rebound. Kirschbaum working in the backcourt against Rafael Rodriguez will now cross the timeline. On the right wing to Landon Decime. Decime dribbling to the top. He'll feed to Creeley. Then to Geese within the key. He's going to have to do something. Then puts up a tough shot. Ends up being no good. It's like a fadeaway from 14, barely off the left side of the rim. Corrales will come down with a rebound. He'll cross the timeline, cheating on the right, where he likes to start from. Now dribbles in, feed to Rafael Rodriguez in the corner. Can't get the three up to Keaton Zerker at the top. Tied up by Geese. Drives in, pulls up for about 12, and hits. Man, Keaton Zerker. Good Lord almighty. And then trying to get the ball in. Rafael Rodriguez is going to poke it out of bounds. And now I got to wait for Rex Buck to tie his shoe. Still trailed by 15, 69-54. They're going to bring Perks back in, and he'll be out there riding with four fouls. He'll spell Ryan Gorton. So here we go. Perks got to be careful about fouls. So Geese will inbound to Perks. He then will bring it up the court. Going down low to Creeley, and we overthrow the pass. Yeah, those long outlet passes have not been working well. So Corrales will take the inbounds. And he'll work from the top. On the right wing, Rafael Rodriguez. Now at the top to Zerker. Can't quite get the three off as Geese comes up on him. Then drives down. Perks is going to come off. Then he drives. Are they going to say Perks picked up that foul? I'm going to lose my mind. No, they're going to say it's on Evan Geese. So Zerker's shot did not drop, but he will go to the line for two. This is his first trip to the line. Zerker's got to be getting close to 30 points. Sean Thorpe to check in, as will Judah Breithop, as Zerker puts the first free throw off the back of the rim. No good. And Thorpe will spell Evan Geese. Breithop will spell Landon Decime. 4:10 to go. We trail by 15. I wouldn't wave the white flag just yet, as Zerker misses the second. No good. And Perks in position for the rebound. He'll feed to Perks with Rafael Rodriguez on him. And ends up getting team trapped, but instead now we're going to feed to Thorpe on the right wing. Drives into the key. Kicks out to Breithop. He should have tried to go for it. Instead, feed to Perks. Back down against Zerker. Yeah, drew the foul. And Keaton Zerker's going to pick up his fourth personal. Drive against these guys. Drive against Zerker, who has four. Perez has four, though I think he's on the bench. Drive against Rex Buck, who I have recorded with four. John Perks will go to the line for two. He is 4 for 5 from the line. And I had to say that, didn't I, as he swirls the first one in and out, no good. 3:53 to go in the game. We trailed by 15, just like we did at halftime. We struggled in the first half, and then we found a rhythm in the second. Problem is we can't eat into that lead, as he puts that one off the front of the rim. No good. Corrales comes down with a rebound. He then will come loping out. He'll pull up. He'll go to Rafael Rodriguez on the right wing for three and hits. Rafael Rodriguez with his third, Hank Warden, Edward Jones three, his first since the first quarter. It won't give low to Kirschbaum. Can't handle the ball. We turn the ball over. That'll kill us. We're trailing by 18. If things don't happen on this possession, we may not be able to play spoiler, as Rex Buck will take it out far sideline. Buck to Zerker at the top. Can't get the three off with Creeley coming out on him. Zerker directing traffic, now wants to drive in. Goes up against Perks, who took a risky shot at a block. And Zerker ends up being able to lay it up and in. Kirschbaum working on Rafael Rodriguez coming up the court as we go back to being trailing by 20. We haven't trailed this much since the second quarter. Kirschbaum pull up for an NBA three and hit. Caden Kirschbaum with a Hank Warden, Edward Jones NBA three. Cutting it to 17, 74-57. And Zerker pulls up for three, and toilet bowls it home. Zerker having the quarter of his life in the fourth as we trail by 20 again at 77-57. Perks going up court to Creeley. Now to Kirschbaum coming down the right wing. He'll then pull up in the corner for three. That's going to be way short. As Corrales will pull down the air ball rebound. Quickly going to go up to Rafael Rodriguez. Pulls up for about 12 and hits. And, yeah. Hawks trail by 22, and we're going to take a timeout with 2:23 to go in the game, and the Hawks trailing. Nope. Wait. Stop. Stay here. Are we taking a timeout? We are taking a timeout. So, again, we will with the Hawks trailing by 22. With 2:23 to go in the game, we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Hawk Basketball live from the Hawks Nest on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
So Kurt Pumphrey called timeout so he can get his seniors back in the game. As we got Ryan Gorton and Landon Decime and Jesse Gonzalez out there, as well as Caden Kirschbaum and John Perks. Kirschbaum working on Rylan Zerker, drives into the key, wants to feed to Gonzalez, and it was a bad pass. Going to feed Corrales, going to steal the ball, then feed Rylan Zerker in transition. Can't make the bucket go, but they're going to call a foul on Ryan Gorton. Right? Yes, I'm looking for the rep. Yep. So Gorton will pick up his third personal, and do I have that right? Yeah, Rylan Zerker will go to the line for two. Rylan Zerker, a sophomore. His brother Keaton is a senior and just an absolute sniper. Keaton's probably going to end up being the high scorer in the game, but we'll get to that after the game. Ryland misses the first. Now they're giving him the second, and that swirls in and out no good, and Perks will sky for the rebound. He's going to bring it up. He'll feed, and they're going to call John Perks for a carry. What are you talking about? They've also got Jack Heineman in there for Waluke. Seeing his first action of the evening. As Corrales gets on the right wing to Rylan Zerker for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Corrales ends up stealing a rebound from Caden Kirschbaum. His reverse lay-in putback is no good. And Decime will come down with a rebound with 1:45 to go in the game. Decime driving into the key. Left-handed scoop shot rattles home right down Broadway. And Decime now with 4 points. As Rex Buck will feed to Heineman on the left wing. Sean Thorpe getting ready to check in. Heineman shoots over Jesse Gonzalez and manages to bank it home from about 10 feet. Heineman with his first bucket. As John Perks will bring it up. John Perks handles the ball all well coming up the court. Quickly, Jesse Gonzalez is going to launch a long three. Ryan Gorton got the surprise rebound and lost it. It's going to be picked up by Heineman. Heineman going to come driving down. His lay-in is no good. Rylan Zirkel come down with a rebound. Feed to Corrales at the top for three. Barely off the front of the rim. No good. And Decime will pick up the long bounce rebound. Under 60 seconds to go. As Decime will come up. Give on the left wing to Gonzalez. Quickly launches the three. That shot is no good. But Perks is there for the offensive rebound and put back. John Perks, I believe, with 24 points as Rex Buck will walk it up, and we're 38 seconds to go to Heineman. Wants to run, lost the handle on this dribble, going to be picked up by Gorton. He'll then feed Kirschbaum, who wants to run. Now he's going to pull up, hand off to Jesse Gonzalez, pulls up for three, and ends up being an air ball out of bounds. Sean Thorpe and Tanner Arlington to check in. Spelling John Perks and Caden Kirschbaum. Twenty-four seconds to go in the Hawks trail by 20, 81-61. As Zamora will bring it up. Feed on the right wing to Heineman. Heineman now dribbling to the left, and they're trying just to run it out as Jesse Gonzalez is coming out on him. To Moreno. who's checked in, and yeah, they're willing just to hang on to it. So the Hawks, in their best interest of trying to play spoiler, could not pull it off. They end up losing by 20 to Waluk, 81-61. We'll be back with totals and what's coming up next for the Hawks when we return live to the Hawks Nest here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So the Hawks fall to Waluk, 81-61, trailed by 15 after 2, by 13 after 3. They simply could not stop the three-point shooting of Waluk. Can't even begin to count how many threes they've got, but it was a prodigious number. Here is your unofficial scoring summary. For the Waluk Warriors, let's see, we've got Jack Heineman with 2 points. We've got Sunsky Buck with 2 points. Got Franco Perez with 2 points. Ethan Moreno with 6 points. Then we have Rafael Rodriguez and Carlos Zamora, each with 11 points. Kobe Corrales with 16 points. And Keaton Zerker leading all scorers on the court with an absurd 31 points. He had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 threes. For the Hawks, Evan Geese and Kyler Creeley each with 2 points. Landon Decime with 4 points. Ryan Gorton with 6 points. Caden Kirschbaum with 23 points. And John Perks leading all Hawks scorers on the court with 24 points. So having the two of them on the court did open up the offense. The problem is we simply could not contain the threes. And we're going to wrap up the regular season this coming Friday, unfortunately, on the road at Royal City to take on the second-place Knights. That men's broadcast slated to start at 7:15. Girls will start at 5:45. So once again, your final from the Hawks' Nest. The Hawks fall to Waluk, 81-61. Next broadcast, girls 5:45, boys 7:15 from Royal this Friday. We will see you then. You've been listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.